Another connection that I think about from my days at St. Andrews was the first career I had, which was in the Foreign Service. I knew nothing about the Foreign Service or what diplomats did before I came to St. Andrews, but there was an alum, I think it was one of the Hutton brothers, who had been involved in the Foreign Service and came and gave a talk when I was just a fifth former here, and I became totally fascinated with the type of work that he did. And when I went to college, had that as a goal and planned my curriculum accordingly. And senior year at Princeton, I passed the exams, oral exams, and was entered into the Foreign Service. Unfortunately, I did not continue that career for a long time, resigning in 1967 because of major disagreement with our policies regarding the war in Vietnam. Though shortly after that, I got a draft notice. I'm sure it was totally disconnected, and spent 68 to 70 in the Army.